You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. This weekend, gas prices topped $4 a gallon at some stations in the Bay Area. Now, fuel in California usually costs more than any other state in the continental U.S. That's one of the reasons we just had a huge ballot fight over repealing the 12-cent gas tax that was passed last year. But Berkeley economist Severin Borenstein says high taxes and regulations alone can't explain why our gas costs so much. KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter asked him to explain what he calls California's mystery gas surcharge.
Let's start in 2015. What happens in 2015 and what does that do to gas prices in California?
Well, in February of 2015, the Torrance Refinery in Southern California, which is one of the bigger producers of California gasoline, had a major fire and had to shut down. As a result, we saw a big spike in California gasoline prices, which we always see when a refinery has a problem in California.
And why do prices usually spike?
Because the supply is reduced and Californians still want to drive just as much. And so we need to start importing a lot more gasoline from other parts of the world. And those refineries have to switch over to making California special blend, and that costs more. So when we get these refinery disruptions, we get a price spike. Usually the price spike lasts a month or 2 months. In this case, it went up and it's never really come down to the normal relationship with the rest of the country. Our prices have remained about 23 or 24 cents higher than you would normally expect them to be, averaged over the whole year. And that costs real money because at the current extra surcharge rate, we're paying somewhere between $3 and $4 billion a year extra for gasoline above what we'd normally expect to pay.
And for an individual person, say you drive in California every day, do you know how much that would cost you throughout a year?
Well, if you have a family of four and you count not just the gasoline you're directly buying, but also the effect it has on groceries and all the things that companies have to pay for, that means that you're paying probably about an extra dollar a day or over $300 a year in extra payments for gasoline above and beyond the fact that we have somewhat higher taxes and we pay for a cleaner burning gasoline.
So what could be behind this markup in gas prices in California?
Let me point out a couple of things that are at least concerning, but I want to be clear. We don't know what the cause is. One thing is that in most of the rest of the United States, about 90% of stations set their own prices without much influence from the refiners. In California, about half of all stations are under a different sort of wholesale distribution that gives the refiner a lot more power to influence the price of the retailer by essentially setting different prices for very small areas, sometimes for individual stations. If you're in a rich neighborhood, maybe you pay more, or if you have less competition, you as a gas station pay more because that's how the upstream company is extracting some of those profits.
Got it. So instead of being like, we're a giant supermarket of milk, everyone can come here and pay $2.79 for milk, going around with their little milk carts saying, hey, for you in this neighborhood, it's $3. For you in this neighborhood, it's $3.50.
Right. Is that the cause? I'm not sure. But there's definitely a big difference between California and the rest of the country in that area.
It's almost like after the refinery explosion in 2015, the industry realized they could get away with selling gas at a more expensive rate and then kind of just never went back down because like, well, all right, people are still paying for it.
Yeah, it's possible that part of what happened is that the gasoline sellers had this power years before, but hadn't realized it or hadn't realized how much power they had until the 2015 explosion and the price going way up and realizing, actually, we could make more money by selling a little less gasoline, but selling it at higher prices.
What could the state do to try to rein it in?
So if the state found out that the problem is in the distribution system, they might be able to affect the concentration of ownership of the distribution system.
What would that mean?
Certainly they would fight hard, they would fight more and perhaps more successfully against future mergers among the companies that distribute gasoline.
Okay, because if there's fewer companies, it's sort of easier for them to keep prices high and not compete with each other.
One thing they might do is try to see if there are ways to encourage refineries in other parts of the country and world to produce California blend gasoline. There are lots of complaints from the industry, and I'm sure some of them are based in real concerns, that regulatory barriers reduce the amount of supply we can bring in. I would want to look into that.
Is it such a bad thing to have expensive gas if that's encouraging us to drive less and pollute less?
I think it would be a fine thing to have more expensive gas if the money were going to a use that people were comfortable with. And so if it were actually getting, say, reducing state taxes or taxes on workers, I think that'd be great. But that's not where the money's going. Those other taxes that we pay are going to build roads and to help the state budget and so forth. This money is going somewhere else. It's going to companies. And maybe it's necessary to cover some costs that we're not aware of, but I think it's quite possible it's just going to the bottom line, and that I'm not as comfortable with.
What's it been like for you to watch this debate over repealing a 12-cent gas tax, knowing that there is this other, 20-cent or more extra charge, its markup, that Californians are paying for gas that we're not talking about at all?
It's been very frustrating to watch the debate over Prop 6. I think that it feels like the little kid yelling, look over here, look what's going on in this corner, when something much less important is going on elsewhere that everybody's distracted by. This twice as large mystery surcharge that is not going to building roads and is not going to helping people cope with the high cost of gasoline. The state should be putting in more resources to figure this out. If they did a $10 million study, it still would be a drop in the bucket compared to the overcharging we're seeing. I have gotten inquiries from a number of legislators saying, I'd like to talk to you more about this. Most of them said after the election, because there were a lot of other things on the agenda, including Proposition 6. But now that we are past the election, I hope that we are going to see some action to address this.
That was KALW's Eli Wirtschafter speaking with UC Berkeley economist Severin Bornstein, a director of the Energy Institute at Haas School of Business. You can find a link to the professor's article called California's Real Gasoline Tax Problems at KALW.org.